This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get into the possibility of a win and how that could save their season later in the show or tomorrow. But if they lose this game with things spiraling poorly now, it will be four straight losses. They'd be 1-4. They will not have taken advantage of a pretty fortuitous schedule to begin the season, and they'll be officially at that point free-falling. Only benefit being a very short week, but your short week on the road, Thursday night football, not ideal. You do have the safety net that is the Chicago Bears, who are not particularly good. But if they're 1-4 and they lose to the Titans, what does that mean? What would that signify to you? And if they lose, should anything be done? I mean big picture. Should there be a change? Should there be any kind of tweaks to how they're going about their business? Should someone pay the price, or do you just look at it as, it's five games, let's calm down, channel philosopher Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, everybody relax, they were 2-6 last season, they ripped off 4 in a row to get to 6-6, let's give Ron Rivera a chance to do the Rivera thing, where his teams always start terribly, and improve and get better. That's happened each of the 2 years he's been here. So why don't we start with your answer, Danny? If they lose to the Titans on Sunday and they're 1-4, then?
Twofold answer. Business and football. The business people, what the hell are you going to sell? They're trying so hard to get everybody in on this new thing, right? They want everyone to know how different they are than the past. Even the angry letter referenced Dan Snyder's attorney sent to the House Oversight Committee. Everybody wants to tell you about the new culture, the new. Everything is different now. We're different. This isn't different. This feels like the same. I have empathy for people that are trying to sell this, right? With the expression lipstick on a pig, this is worse than that. It's lipstick on a serial axe murderer. There's nothing that you can sell when you get off to this kind of a start. You said this, you brought this up in the offseason, and it's been ringing in my head ever since. This is the most important start to a season that Snyder and company have ever had. With everything swirling, and there is everything, and there is lots of stuff swirling, the football part of it can't be a disaster. If you're 1-4, what does that mean? The football part is a disaster. Especially if it's like the last couple games have been, where you're not competitive, you're not close. It's one thing to lose 23-21, back and forth, anybody's game. Oh, you could have had that one. You go, we'll play better as the season goes and Wentz gets more comfortable. It's different where 10 of the last 12 quarters have been bottom of the league stuff. I don't mean like 23rd, I mean 31st or 32nd. They've been as bad as anybody 10 of their last 12 quarters. That matters an awful lot. From the football perspective, it's a... Despite the assurances and despite the belief that they've got it, they don't have it, a.k.a. Ron, the Martys, coaching staff, etc. This is adjustment time. Not last year where it took you 7-8 games to do it. Right now, this minute. If you'd like to have a relevant season, not one where maybe if you eke out a couple W's, 17-15, running the ball, punting a lot, maybe you can be the 7th wild card or whatever it is. No. That's not what we were told. That wasn't the promise of this year. It means that they simply don't have the answer in the bag. If they do, they'll go to it this week and it'll be different. If they don't, we can rest assured that they don't have the solutions.
There are a bunch of different ways to say must win. You know, you hear people sometimes will say season's on the line, or a lot of people around here will use the old code red phrase because of the Jay Gruden lexicon in years past when he said that before the Tampa Bay, you like that game. I have labeled this game a gotta have it game. And for me, a gotta-have-it game, I don't think I need to explain that too much. There's just no way around it.
Yep.
You need this one. If you don't win, your season is officially off the rails. And if you don't win, even when and if you beat Chicago, which is not a gimme, by the way. There's no such thing for this team as a gimme. We know that. I think they'll beat the Bears because the Bears are really bad. But they're also, at that point, 1-4 and really bad. And Chicago would be going into that game with a better record, by the way. But... you have to win on Sunday to salvage the first half of this season, to make it look like you've got a chance to do something important in the second half of the year. So it's a gotta have it game for sure for me. It's code red, it's must win, whatever you want to call it. But the question is, what if they lose on Sunday at home against the Titans? They're not favored, so it could absolutely happen. And my answer to that is, I bet you they don't do anything major in the way of, they're not benching Carson Wentz. I don't think Del Rio's on the hot seat right now. A couple of weeks ago he was. The defense has been much better the last 2 weeks. Their offense is dead last in yards per play. That's the side of the ball over the last 2 weeks that really should be called into question.
Disastrous.
But Scott Turner signed an extension this offseason. They're not moving on from him before or after the Bears game, in my opinion. So what major change is there? What I think would happen, Danny, is similar to a year ago. People forget this. It was around now-ish that he fired the kicker, if you remember.
Yes.
When things were kind of coming apart at the seams, and
Chris Blewett saga.
Exactly. Everyone wanted their bit, you know, their pound of flesh. Everyone wanted something. They needed Ron Rivera to do something. I remember we had the same frustrations. Where is the urgency? Where is the anger? Why is he so calm? You can't just keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So their big answer was Dustin Hopkins had gotten off to a slow start. They blew him out. Brought in Chris Blewett, who subsequently costed them a game and was way worse than Dustin Hopkins, and it was a complete miscalculation before they eventually settled on Joey Sly. What does that materialize as this year? I'm not really sure. You know, you pick a scapegoat. Maybe William Jackson doesn't play or start, and Benjamin St. Juice moves outside. Problem with that is they've mismanaged the roster, so they don't have another nickel.
I was going to say, what's the answer?
You don't have anyone who can play inside. Maybe just because Jamin Davis has been the poster child for their ability to call anyone out, you know, maybe even though I think he's playing better, you know, he plays a lot less. He's the guy they throw to the Wolves. I'm not really sure, but I think it'll be some type of rearranging of the deck chairs on a sinking ship, basically, and a minor move or two, schematic or otherwise, someone getting a little less play time on the side of the ball will happen. But I don't think anything major would take place, and certainly not on a short week before the Bears. But any changes that would come would happen after that Bears game when you have the semi-bye week, basically, of a week and a half.
A little bit more time to fold something in.
But even then, I don't think they're doing anything massive. But I wonder if people agree with that or not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.